Now the president will try to build support for his new Iraq plan. Today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates go to Capitol Hill. One of the people the administration will have to win over is Senator Carl Levin. He's the new chairman of the Armed Services Committee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Was there anything in the president's speech that you think offers a chance of success?
No, I'm afraid it was more of the same, dressed up in new rhetoric, the rhetoric that the commitment is not open-ended. But on the other hand, the reality is very different from the rhetoric. There's an open-ended commitment here. There's no limit on how long we will be there. There is no timelines on the benchmarks. And it's just, as far as I'm concerned, just more of the same. And there's an assumption here that continues to be present in the president's thinking, which I believe is false, that there is a military solution to a political problem and to sectarian violence. And there is only a political solution here. There is not a military solution. And the president's search for a military solution is just getting us deeper and deeper, I'm afraid, into a civil conflict. And I hope the Congress will now step up and say that we disagree with the president and say so formally in a resolution.
On the other hand, what can you and the Democratic-controlled Congress do? The talk is of cutting funding for the war. Would you support that?
Well, what we are going to do as a first step is see if we can get a majority, including a number of Republicans, to say what a majority believe, which is this is a mistake. And if we can do that, we can build from there. But we should not be dividing the opposition to this policy by talking about cutting funds when that will send a message to the troops that we don't support the troops, when in fact we do support the troops. What we don't support is a continuation of this open-ended commitment in Iraq, which is not succeeding. We believe, and I believe it's a majority, but we've got to try to establish this majority by resolution. We believe that the Iraqis must step up to the plate, and there is no way that the Iraqis will do that if they believe that we are going to take responsibility rather than forcing them to take responsibility.
But you talk, Senator, about resolutions. Is symbolic opposition enough? What practical effect would a vote have?
We think if we can get a majority, including some Republicans, to say they disagree with this increased military presence, that that would be the first step towards turning this ship around. The ship is heading in the wrong direction. It has been for a long time. And we've got to try to put a majority together to express itself first before we take on a second step. We can build from a majority if we state clearly that we disagree with the president's policy. But if we divide ourselves over the issue of whether or not we should cut funding, we're going to then weaken our position instead of strengthen it.
One thing about this plan to increase troop levels, it seems to be that it flies in the face of the recommendations given by the Iraq Study Group. That's a group that Secretary Robert Gates was part of. He's due to testify before your committee. You're going to ask him about that change?
Oh, yes. We will ask him about that change quite clearly, because the Iraq Study Group was very, very clear that we need to tell the Iraqis that we're going to begin to reduce troops as the way to force the Iraqis to take responsibility for their own future. The Iraq Study Group, as a matter of fact, specifically found that an open-ended commitment would not provide the leverage, the incentive that is needed to make the Iraqi government take the political actions, as they put it, that give Iraq the best chance of quelling sectarian violence. And so we got to use pressure on the Iraqis. The president last night said that the Iraqi government needs breathing space. It's the opposite they need. They have to have pressure put on them to reach a political solution.
Senator, thank you for joining us.
Sure. Nice being with you.
Senator Carl Levin is a Democrat from Michigan and the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee.